you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we continue part two of the four-part series titled, Coping with Difficult Days.
You about to see a miracle. Keep looking, because you about to see a miracle. God about to give you something to see. And if you can literally say that in faith, not just that fake stuff of, I'm sure hoping it'll work. Maybe if I just confess enough, it'll work. Now, you got to get to the point where you really believe it. And you can always tell, because when you talk to people enough, you can see the fear in their eyes. Doctor says it's getting worse. Well, what do you believe? I believe I'm healed. Well, you sounded happier last week when it was something minor. I mean, when it wasn't as definite, doctor said, I got 3 weeks left, and you see the fear in their face. They didn't believe it. And I understand, I'm not blaming people who didn't believe it. You got to build your faith. Because if I don't have faith to believe God for a certain thing, I don't have it. I don't have the faith. I can't create faith. I can't make it up. Faith comes one way, by hearing the word of God. I have to go expose myself to the word over and over and over. I have to meditate that word. I have to meditate that. I have to get that inside of me. And a lot of people are more afraid that they're going to die, and they spend more time fretting than they do meditating. And if you fret, you meditate the devil's words. If you get the word out, you meditate God's words. And you don't want faith, because whatever you think on grows, you don't want faith in the negative. You don't want to talk about with people how sick you are, what kind of cancer. You don't even want to talk to them about it. You don't even want to tell them if they don't know, except for somebody who can believe with you or somebody who can minister to you. Other than that, don't tell her. I got cancer. Doctor said, hey, everybody in the church, how you doing? How's the cancer? Is it growing? Is it getting bigger? Oh, girl, yeah, my mother had it. She died. You don't want to hear all that. If you fight now, I'm not saying go hide in the corner and not share with any of your brothers and sisters. I'm saying only share with those who you know can join faith with you. Share with the pastor. Share with some other mature believer. Don't tell everybody, because you'll get their mouth hooked up with Satan. Oh, you know, so-and-so, she got 3 weeks left. And then somebody else will come and say, I heard you got 3 weeks left. And next thing you know, every time you go to the church, you got 2.5 left now. How you doing? Boy, I tell you, it'd be hard to believe God with that many people trying to bury you. It'd be hard to believe God, but you created it by telling immature folk. You don't tell every kid your secret, because they're going to act childish with it. And they ain't going to believe with you and hook up and say, we got the victory. Remember that? We got the victory. Devil's a liar. You know, you want people going to talk to you like that, encourage your faith. Now folks going to be, is it getting any better? Is he dead yet? What the doctor saying? You know, I'll ask people what's the doctor saying so I know what area we're believing in. But other than that, we don't get into everything. You know, is he worse today than yesterday? I just want to know where we are and let's go on. And when people want to discuss all that, they'll think I'm being rude when I cut them off. But I say, that's all right. You know, the word of God works. You know that, don't you?
That's right.
The word of God works. Let's pray. Let's speak the word. Oh, Pastor Cook, don't you want to finish hearing the tale? No, we don't want to hear the tale. We know the devil can mess folk up. We know how he can do it. Now that we know what's going on, we know which area to pray in. Let's pray. Let's believe God. And let's thank God every time we think of it. If the devil, I mean, I know it's messing with your mind. The devil say, no, you got to die. You say, no, with long life, shall satisfy me. And you know, I fulfilled the number of my days. You have to actively resist the devil and speak the word. And you write it on the word, put it on the wall, put it on index cards, put it in your car. You got to keep the word before you. And when the doctor say you got 3 months left to live, you ain't got time to play. Might have played up until that point, but you don't have time to play. Now, some people, if they got the money and the wherewithal, they need to quit work and spend all day in the word and watching good Christian programming and videos specifically about healing and things like that, because you got to build your faith. You might do like that one man said that he read in the Bible where it said laughter doeth good like a medicine. And he bought all these old Jerry Lewis and Three Stooges comedies. And for 3 months, he laughed his way to healing. Because when you laugh, you release endorphins, and also your white blood cells increase and they fight off infection. God was telling the truth when he said laughter does good like medicine. That's why it doesn't benefit you to walk around saying it. Say it. Notify your faith. Notify your faith that you're saved. Notify your face that you are saved, because your face doesn't know it. Bless God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I got the victory, brother. I got the victory. Well, you need to let your face know it, because your face looking like you don't have no joy on the inside of you. Smile. Be happy. You're going to heaven. The worst the devil can do is send you there early. That's the worst he can do is send you there early. If you take my life, I go there early, ain't no problem. I mean, that's pretty good. But let's go on a little bit further here. Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, it shall keep your hearts and your minds to Christ Jesus. The peace of God which passes all understanding. Now, listen to this in the Amplified. This is really good. Philippians 4:7 Amplified. And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends, which means goes above and beyond all understanding, it shall garrison and mount guard over your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ. The peace of God, when it's in your life and you keep it in your life, it will garrison and mount guard around your heart. That means when you really understand the peace of God and you exercise, confess, when things come, and they say you're getting laid off, and you say, my God supplies all my needs. That peace has protected your faith.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends, which means goes above and beyond all understanding, it shall garrison and mount guard over your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ. The peace of God, when it's in your life and you keep it in your life, it will garrison and mount guard around your heart. That means when you really understand the peace of God and you exercise, confess, when things come and they say you're getting laid off and you say, my God supplies all my needs. That peace has protected your faith. That recalling the promise of God and that saying, God's peace is with me. My mind staying on His word, that peace is with me, protects my faith in my heart. Whereas if I didn't understand the peace of God and I didn't recall the word, when Satan fires those darts, they hit me because the shield of faith wasn't up to protect my vital organs. And that shield of faith, the Roman shield, was like from floor to neck. I mean, it was a tall shield. They could actually hide behind it and nothing could hit them. That's the way the shield of faith is. But when you got your shield of faith down and you walk around out of faith and you don't know what God says and you're in doubt and unbelief and Satan fires at you, you're going to be fired. You don't have the peace of God. You don't have the word of God. And you go home and you worry and you think about it and you fret. And you don't know what you're going to do. Can you see how that will rob you of your blessing? Because now God has nothing to work with because you're out of faith. And your faith receives the promises of God, but you're out of faith. So you shall receive nothing. If you get a little mercy from man, you'll get it from man, but it didn't come from God because you're not in faith about that area. You got it. I mean, faith is a dominant thing. I know that I know this is mine. Don't tell me nothing about no dying early. I ain't going nowhere. They're dying. You wish you could take me out. Now, let me go see where I'm eating wrong and get this straight. Let me repent of any wrong eating. I will live. Oh, but you still got that. I don't care. I'm not moved by what I see. I will live. Right. And there are people, like doctors would tell you, that once a person's lost the will to live, they die. Once they've lost the fight, they're going down. We got a lot of nurses in here, and you hear people talk about, they ain't got no fight left. So-and-so is just surrendered. I don't mind dying. You know, ain't no big thing. I'm just tired of hurting. I don't mind anymore. Once they do that, you can't bring them back because they're not with you anymore. They're not in faith anymore. And that thing they feared shall come upon them. That's why you got to quit fearing things because they might come upon you. That was Job's problem, remember? Job had everything. Had everything and sitting around worrying about losing it. You see how negative-minded, do you? Do you realize that? Job had everything, and when he lost everything, he turned around and said, man, that thing I feared came upon me. So at some point, while he had every blessing, he was out of faith, fearing he would lose it. And that fear opened up the gate and let down a hedge, and Satan was able to come in and take his goods because he was afraid he was going to lose them. You know what? Are you confident that right now in the blessed position you're in will continue getting more and more blessed? Or do you know it's based on the circumstances? It's based on your job. It's based on the news report. It's based on the price of gas. It ain't based on nothing. My God has purpose in his heart to bless me. And he will continue blessing me as long as I stay in his will, follow his word. He doesn't lack the ability to do it, and he doesn't lack the willingness. He told you in 3 John 2, above all things, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. God's will is that you prosper and be in health. He says he's purpose in his heart, and he knows the purposes he's got unto you to bless you, to do good unto you, and to prosper you.
Yes.
So why am I worried about what the devil's saying?
That's right.
You got to remove yourself from folk like that. They're going to keep telling you what the devil's saying. And Psalms 37:1. Turn to Psalms 37:1. Psalms 37:1 reads as follows. Fret not. That sounds like a commandment of God. Doesn't say maybe not fret. Seems like it says fret not. Don't fret. God says to you, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Now look at the first part. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Now suppose you got a difficult day and you work with some evil people. Why are you afraid of what they're going to say? When no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that's raised up against you shall be brought low. Yeah, but so-and-so said they're going to tell the boss on me, and so-and-so told so-and-so. Because, you know, sometimes I've done that. You go to work and you find out somebody been backstabbing you. And you could get nervous about whether the boss is going to believe them instead of you. Bible says, fret not against evildoers. Those that act evil, those that say evil, those that speak evil, don't fret. Fret not. But you know, I'm afraid I may lose my job. And I need my job. What's going to happen over there? Don't start getting negative. You just go back and say, I can recall a promise that God blesses me. I can recall the word of God that says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And even if the weapon is their tongue, every tongue that rises up against me shall be brought low. I can recall, and that, what is that going to do? Oh, now I'm putting my peace back again. Yes. I'm receiving the peace of, oh, man, I said that. I spoke the word, and something just felt good. Our kids, we were doing, Helen and the kids were doing Bible study the other day, and they were reading Proverbs, and some of the kids were like, oh, I don't want to read the Bible. I want to read the Bible, read the Bible. And after they read the Bible, Bobby said, made me feel good. he was doing Bible study, and he said, read it, made him feel, because, you know, they're out of school now, so we changed the schedule of things, and they're doing Bible study, and Helen's doing Bible study with them, and they fighting, not wondering, why? We don't have no school in the summer. Well, you always got Bible school, okay? Life is Bible school. You all had your lessons this week? You had 7 days this week. You had 7 lessons, or the 2 lessons you came to church on, and no other lessons. Y'all don't like school either, do you? But you on vacation? Some of y'all talk about, I got out of high school or college. I ain't got to do no more school. Bible school's for a lifetime now. I tell you like I tell my kids. Bible school's for a lifetime because there's always more than no. The word of God is pregnant. It's constantly giving birth to new facets of revelation. You can read the same scripture 20 years later and swear you ain't never read it before. I didn't see that.
Today's message has been titled, Coping with Difficult Days, Part 2.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, 2 blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Port St. Lucie First Church of the Nazarene is a church on the move. Sunday services are at 10:30.